back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Yes, we're still on AM 1570, and yes, we are participating in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm letting myself play today. We have some scratch-offs. I still have some leftover Show Me scratch-offs I'm giving away, but we have the Ravens scratch-offs as well. Our friends at Goodwill and the Restaurant Association of Maryland putting this on with Window Nation. Don't forget, it's Restaurant Week all over the place. Call ahead, make reservations, do all that good stuff. We're over here at the Well-Crafted Kitchen at the Union Collective at Union Brewing. Adam Benish is here. He has been our steady Eddie, Ed Reed kind of host. But we said, dude, we're going to do crab cake, so we got to have a crab cake guy. Nick Shulman's here from the local Oyster, making his triumphant return to the Nasty Airwaves.
Thank you so much, Nasty Nestor, for having me back on the program.
Dude, where's your Fu Manchu? You're wearing it.
Are you serious? You want one?
I still have them.
Okay.
I'm sure you have a closet.
Well, hold on. I brought you a little gift.
Oh, geez.
A little early Christmas present.
This is what happens when you've been on the radio 31 years.
Here you go. This is from me to
this.
You.
All right.
This is approximately 2,000 purple mustaches.
Just give me one. I'll put it on right now. Just pull one out of there.
How many of these do you have?
So I thought you did oysters, man.
This was the mustaches predate oysters.
This guy walked in an hour ago. I looked at him. He looked at me. He's like, and I looked at him. I'm like, oh, shit, I remember this guy. How do I know this guy? What do I know this guy? And he's like, the Fu Manchus with Flacco. It's perfect that you're here right after we saw Flacco again.
Unbelievable. It's all come full circle.
He didn't look so good the other day. I mean, he looked fine. They stunk.
Yeah.
They stunk.
Well, it's the Jets, right?
They're wearing that green that Adam's wearing over there right now.
He would have
played
better if he had one of these on.
Well, you came into my life making Fu Manchu.
Yeah, you started it.
You
were working with Joe, and I believe donating money to Living Classrooms.
What happened was Dennis Pitta was doing the show with us that year, and Joe and Dennis were close, and I was close with.
That's really bad.
Look at that. That is fantastic.
Adam's wearing the stash.
It's almost like they make beer here or something like that, right? I'm going to lose my lottery sponsorship over this.
Is this going to come off?
maybe not.
Looks perfect, doesn't it? So I would just say, when you've been doing this as long as I have, the Flacco thing, the story is this. It was October or whatever.
Right.
I was at a press conference. Flacco was growing it. He came in, and Pitta came in, and Pitta had a big game. And Flacco's like, yeah, I don't know. You know, like, my uncle told us we should grow funny mustaches, so we're just doing it. So I grabbed him afterward. I'm like, dude, that's so Baltimore. That's so awesome. I'm like, I'll do it. Will you do it? And then, you know, Brandon Ayabendejo was doing a show with me that year, and he couldn't really, his face didn't grow one really well. But some guys called, Sam Cook grew one.
Yeah, I think
guys
like
did it.
Seven or eight guys had them.
I had it.
Yeah.
I look goofy in all those
I
pictures.
Had it. It was awful. It was the first time I shaved my beard in 15 years. Anything for the home team.
I thought we were just going to do oysters and crab cakes and beer today. I had no idea you were the Fu Manchu guy.
Yeah, super fun.
Get me one, too, and I might as well get in on it. I'm not going to be the only guy not being stupid here.
Well,
I mean, so
here,
it's almost like you're giving me beer or something,
these
right?
These are the actual finished product.
Yeah, these are the ones fantastic. Yeah. But, I have a couple
of these. So you can't show that on the TV because...
Would this hurt your feelings if I put some of these in my dumpster?
No, please.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I got a cease and desist letter from the NFL shortly after.
Why? For what? What'd you do? What'd you use on it?
Super Bowl.
You said Super Bowl?
I tried to put a trademark on the word Super Bowl, and they threatened to sue me.
Look at this. It says... They threw me out last week, so it's not funny, but you put the word Super Bowl on it...
Yeah.
They tried to sue you.
And the funny part about it is the season opener after my cease and desist letter, they gave out 70,000 purple mustaches for the Vikings home opener, and it was Fisher Stash Day or something like that. So yeah,
was that the day it snowed?
I don't know.
That was the day it snowed. If it was a Vikings game. I think it was. Maybe that was later on.
I can't believe the glue still works on this.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it does.
I can't get it off. I mean, if I could get it off, I'd put it on.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Man, I had no idea. Wait till I take a picture and send this to my wife.
Oh, man. That's some fun stuff.
I thought these things were gone forever. And they're back. Wow. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Damn.
That bag, that's, what did I say, about 1,500? So I still have about 95,000 of them in my basement.
Hey, Jack, I need a picture of this, man. You know, come on, man. This is crazy. All right, so I thought we were doing local oyster.
We could do oysters.
Ever since I got this black wing from you, Adam, stuff's gotten out of hand on the show today. You know, this is... The true neighborhood tour here happening. All right, so how did the local oyster happen? How did you go from getting sued by the NFL to becoming the guy who Ed Reed had the local oyster?
The mustache, the fan stash, that was like my crash course in, you know, entrepreneur business 101. It was the first time I made a website, first time I made a logo.
Were you an oyster eater at that point?
Yeah, always.
Okay, you love oysters.
You're from Baltimore. You grew up eating oysters.
Okay.
So this was literally it was only a couple months after this mustache thing where I had the idea to start doing oyster pop-ups. And...
Were you a shucker, or were you like a Monday night football shucker?
Just shucking. I'd set up on the Avenue in Hamden like once a month, and then some people started asking me to come to their house and do it, and then I started doing like flea markets and house parties. And
did you know anything about oysters?
No.
I mean, all I ever knew in Dundalk was there was like a peck, which is the only word you use for peck.
Yeah.
You're like a peck on the cheek. It's like bushel. What do you get a bushel of? You get a bushel of crabs. That's it? You get a peck of oysters,
I think,
right?
A peck is like a third of a bushel. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay, so you get a peck of oysters. You don't even know what they are. You're shucking them. To now we are those P.E. Island? Are
exactly.
those Rappahannock? You know, are those...
That's it. What is it? It's been 9 years now. So we have an oyster farm. We have 3 restaurants.
Where are your restaurants? Fill me in.
We've got the original local oyster is in the Mount Vernon Marketplace.
That's the one I know of.
Yeah. Our fine dining restaurant, flagship restaurant, is called True Chesapeake Oyster Company. That's in Whitehall Mill, right around the corner here in Hamden. And we just opened our 3rd brick-and-mortar location in Locust Point last night. So...
Look at the bags under your eyes.
I know, right? I haven't slept in a month.
He looks tired.
Shut up.
Nick Shulman is here. Adam Benish is here. We are at Union, the Union Collective at Union Brewing. I'm having a Capri salad. You're going to tell me about oysters and crab cakes. So I did the crab cake tour, and it is interesting that you... And you're really Adam's guest, and the whole idea of, like, we have to have a crab cake guy here on the crab cake show. By the way, we're going to be at Cooper's North next week. I'm going to have gumbo, and you can tell Patrick Russell I'm going to be there, too. We're going to be at Cooper's North.
Gumbo.
Get on out next Friday. All brought to you, of course, by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Associate. It's Restaurant Week, so probably be a cheapskate up at Cooper's if I want to be. So, you know, the thing about the oysters, and I've done crab cakes now for 2 years, and the crab cake idea for me was COVID had happened.
Right.
The Ravens were dead to me at that point. They weren't playing. There were no more live shows. The last live show I'll ever do was with Sam Cooke out at Greenmount Station, which had a great crab cake. And I started doing shows at Fadley's with politicians, local people, and there was always a crab cake in it. I go back to my first show with Ray Lewis. There's a picture of me and Ray Lewis, September 2nd of 1996. There's a crab cake on the table, right? It's Baltimore, right? So I go to do this crab cake idea thinking every Wicked Sisters, every local fresh market, all these places will have a crab cake. I'll never run out of places, and there won't be a place that'll do the same crab cake twice.
Correct.
Every place will be different. It'll open up these conversations. But last year, I started learning about J2B visas and crab pickers and crab shortages and crab harvesters and the crab business and why crab was $55 a pound last August when I'm going around.
I think it got up to $65 last summer. Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
But they all tell me the same thing. The oysters and the grasses and the bay, without that all being healthy, there will be no crabs.
Correct. Oysters are a keystone species.
So let's talk about that just at its at its core, because I'm not a biologist. Mm-hmm. I think I took horticulture 10th grade over at Dundalk High. I didn't know a lot about this, but the more I learn about it and the more we wonder why crabs are $100 a dozen, why they're hard to harvest, why there's no pickers, all of that. The oyster thing has really come on, much like craft beer over the last 15 years. Oysters are a delicacy and now thought of, I think, in a different way.
I think they're fun to eat. I mean, my business partner, Patrick, always says, you never remember your first hot dog or your first slice of pizza, but you always remember your first oyster.
Bull roast, Eastern Hall, yeah, 1978.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
I
went for the pit beef. My dad said, have one of those. I'm like, what's that? He said, I'll put hair on your chest. I'm like, give me three.
I think I shucked Adam's kids' first oysters for
Charm
them.
Charm City Bluegrass.
Charm City Folk and Bluegrass Festival.
Did they go straight up or did they go a little cocktail?
He went and lemon? Now I've gotten upset at Nick about that because now I go get oysters and my son eats them all.
Yeah.
And he doesn't leave any for me. So it's become a problem.
Yeah.
That really looks like it's going to hurt when it comes off.
I know.
You notice he's not wearing one.
No, I know better.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, you know.
I think it'll come off. It'll come off.
It'll be off by game time.
You got a face for radio.
48 hours.
I can just shave.
So we talked about your love affair with beer, Adam, in the last couple segments. The love affair with the oyster. We're kidding around, and I'm wearing your goofy mustache the last time I saw you 10 years ago. But the oyster part of being a shucker and being a huckster on the corner streets of Hamden and getting a peck of something to really building a brand.
We have a legitimate brand. We have a real team, managers and general managers and executive chef Zach Mills, and you know we're all over the place. It keeps us busy. You know, we have an oyster farm.
Can you have oysters in the months that aren't ours? Let's tell me that right now.
Yeah.
We were taught wrong.
Well, right? I mean, when people ask that question, the first thing I say, you know what has an R in it is a refrigerator. So people...
That's why I put him on the radio, folks.
Yeah, that saying is, you know, it's probably over 100 years old.
It made sense 100 years ago.
It did.
Not as much anymore.
Exactly. You know, there are other reasons, but that's primarily the main one. Oysters go through their reproductive cycles in the summertime, so they grow when the water's warm, so they kind of like flatten out, and they get a little weird in the summertime. But now that with the advent of aquaculture, you know, we're growing oysters from seed. So just like you would have,
where do you do that?
Southern Maryland. So
yeah. So I first time in my life during the plague. My wife and I were looking for a getaway, and we went to Nag's Head. And I told her, I had been down there 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I told her how beautiful it was going to be, and I told her about the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel.
Right.
And she's like, you're making that up. I'm like, no. It's not like the pool on the roof at Dundalk High that was made up, you know?
That's a real thing.
Like, no, it's like there's a bridge and a tunnel. She's like, you're making that up. And I'm like, no, it's real. So we took it back. We went down, you know, past King's Dominion, you know, that way, right? We came back up. And that whole little sliver, you know, Chicatink, Assateague, that whole area down there.
Yeah.
Nothing but oysters, man.
Right.
Like, it is.
Right.
And there's a railway that looks like it was built, you know, pre-Civil War. The straight line right up against 13. But every side road we got off onto, there was an oyster culture business harvest in a way that I'd never seen anything like that.
Those rails were built to transport oysters from the Eastern Shore to Baltimore, where they were shucked into cans and then sent all over the country.
So, 100 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, about 100 years ago. Feels like only yesterday.
Did you know any of this 10 years ago about growing oysters from seed?
I started.
What does that even mean?
You buy seeds. You know, there are aquaculture labs.
I did that in Amsterdam. No, sorry. I'm sorry.
That's it's just the same.
Same thing.
So
oyster seeds.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Oyster
They're not
seeds.
Oyster babies.
You can fit about 500,000 baby oyster seeds in the palm of your hand. And we have a great team down at the farm, and Brownie's down there. He's the farm boss, and we put them into a nursery. So they're essentially like really big fish tanks.
Do you know any of this stuff, or did you learn it too?
I hang out with Nick enough to know that this happens. I don't know enough about it, how it
He's
happens.
Never been to
was
the
Was this where, like, people say to me, like, yeah, Baltimore Positive and the Ravens threw you out? Like, I'm learning stuff now. Like, yeah. This is interesting to me, you know?
Yeah, so...
Because I've eaten a lot of oysters, and I like them, and I don't know what about them, even with beer, like, hops and stuff, I don't know what makes a perfect oyster for me,
right.
Like how salty I want or how briny, or you'd say, well, yeah, but cocktail, you know, you're like wrecking it, you know. It's like putting ketchup on a steak or something like
that. Yeah.
I don't know what your recommendations would be. I will say this about oysters. I was down at Fadley's.
I have some. You want me to shuck you a few?
Oh, yeah. Jack, get over here. We're having some oysters today. So let me just say this on the oyster thing. I've had them raw all my life.
Right.
And I love them raw, and I love them with cocktail sauce and a little lemon, like normal bull roast guys, right? Like yep. I said, the Eastern Center. But I was down at Fadley's doing a show maybe about 6 months ago, and Damie brought me
I
over.
I love Damie.
Everybody loves Damie. And her mother, of course, and her father. So they were celebrating a birthday a couple months ago. It was a beautiful thing. And they're going to be open over in Catonsville real soon. She brought me a couple fried oysters. And no offense to, like, any other kind of oyster, you know, like, but I had never really gone into a restaurant. Because I'm in a restaurant, I'll get fried shrimp. I'll get a crab cake. I'll get fried fish. What is he doing
what
here?
What is this?
What you is, always there's travel a whole with thing this? Going
I
on
always
here.
Travel with a plate full of oysters.
I feel he's got a cooler. Why this
you,
is legitimate.
What's the ice? What do you need the ice for?
He's got to eat with your eyes
no
first.
I had no idea when I met you a month ago how well this was going to go. We haven't even talked about Eddie Murray or Ed Reed yet. So
right.
Nick is here from the local oyster. Adam's here. We're at Union Brewing. If you just tuned in, he's going to shuck. So she brought me fried oysters with this delicious cornmeal.
It's one of my favorite
my
things.
My God,
so
I
good.
Ate one and I'm like, this is like the perfect way to eat an oyster. No offense to the way you're doing
uh-uh.
it. And I'm thinking to myself, when's the last time I had a fried oyster and why haven't I had more? And the real reason is because it doesn't call to me. I love oyster Rockefeller. I like oysters with bacon and cheese and spinach, and I love them char grilled like they do them down in New Orleans. You know what I'm talking about, right?
We've eaten lots of char grilled oysters.
I had never had a
char
grilled oyster until the Super Bowl 10 years ago.
Yep.
I went there. What's a famous place there called?
Drago's.
Right in the basement of the Hilton. I went down there and had them, and I thought they were buttery, and they're charred like a pit beef would be.
Look, I got a lemon.
I'm scared.
Easy.
Last time I saw a knife like that, Saragusa came after me. He's dead now, but
oh,
I'm still
yeah,
scared.
I know. That
I still
was
have
unfortunate.
Pictures. Yeah. So give me the science of all of this and these oysters that you're giving me right now.
Science. let's see. Science. There are what, like thousands of different kinds of oysters all over the planet.
My favorite's the skinny dipper.
Yeah, exactly. That's ours.
Well, oh, that's yours. What is a skinny dipper?
This right here. This is what we call our oysters from the farm. They're called skinny dippers. Go for it.
What makes it a skinny dipper?
It's best if you eat it naked.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
All right.
Do you make that up? No, you don't make it
no,
up.
No, it's kind of like a thing. You
You're
know.
Talking to a guy with a legitimate fake 10-year-old felt purple mustache.
I don't think mine's coming
Does
off either.
Does it smell musty? Does it smell like my basement?
You're not in any position to BS me.
The science. So there's thousands of different kinds. There's only 5 species on the planet. And the oyster that we are most familiar with eating grows from Canada, the eastern coast of Canada, all the way down around the Gulf of Mexico. That is called the eastern oyster, or what is it? Ostrea virginica, a Virginia oyster.
Okay.
That's science. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
I kind of believe you.
Yeah. You just pretend like I know what I'm talking about. Everyone believes
okay.
what I'm saying.
So,
pretty much all of these oysters are the same species, except they all just, they taste different because of the water.
Now, when was this oyster in the water?
This oyster was planted about two years ago.
Okay, so it takes 2 years to get an oyster to grow to, oh my God, he brought cocktail. You should, dude, this is
right?
such a setup, man. Look at this. Perfect for me.
Yeah, a little spoon.
I knew meeting you was a good. I knew this beer thing was going to be a good idea,
I know.
Adam. You know,
I aim to please.
So the oyster story that I have that I always tell, and my audience gets tired of my stupid stories, but this is one of the really good ones. So I'm a hockey guy, right? I covered the Skipjacks back in the day. Hockey was my first beat back in the 1980s. And I met several players. Tyler Larcher. Do you remember Tyler Larcher? Kent Painter.
Did they play on the Skipjacks?
They played on the Skipjacks.
Really? So that was a great guess.
So
he just said it right before.
Yeah, I said it.
Oh, I don't know.
A different truck.
I was busy shucking.
It's a different truck. So these guys are from Prince Edward Island.
Uh-huh. PEI. Good oysters up there.
Right, see, right. So people don't know anything about PEI other than if you walk into an oyster house, they always have PEI oysters. You're like, what's PE? Is it peewee, like the Chinese food in the mall? PY?
Peewee.
Peewee?
Payway.
Right, payway. So PEI is Prince Edward Island. It sits sort of north of Moncton and west of Nova Scotia. It's its own island. Okay, so I want to teach you something now. So Prince Edward Island, for all of eternity, was a landlocked island. You could only get off of, you could only get off it by ferry. It had no bridges, no natural way to get there. Right. So all these hockey players that I meet in 1987, 88, 89, they're like, hey, from PEI, eh? You know, you have to take a boat to get to where I'm from, eh?
Take off, Hoser.
Hoser.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, is Geddy Lee there? So, Prince Edward Island is there forever. And this...
You kind of got a Geddy Lee hair thing happening now.
Did you guys know Scunny?
Who's that?
Nacho Mamas?
I've met him a few times over the years.
We lost Scunny 10 years ago last month. 10 years ago last month, I was in Moncton, New Brunswick, seeing Bruce Springsteen play on a hill called Magnetic Hill. And I went this far, and we were at the Bay of Fundy, which is where the tide in the world begins and ends at the Bay of Fundy. So you can see the red clay go 40 feet every day up and down, right? So it's amazing. And lobster, it's first week of September,
mm-hmm.
So lobster's $1 a pound, right? It's like all that, right? So we're going to drive to Prince Edward Island because of the oysters, right? And they have a little town, Charlottetown is the name of the city on the island there. And they built a bridge now. 30 years ago, they built this giant bay bridge. We talked about Chesapeake Bay Bridge. They built a bridge that you go into. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go in. So we drive up to Prince Edward Island. We're going to go in and have lunch. And we get there. There's a welcoming center for the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the visitor center. We looked and was like, it was $44.25.
For the get on the
to
bridge.
To cross the bridge.
Wow.
$44.20. So,
but
wow.
You could get a lobster roll for $5.
How many oysters
come with
that?
Hold on now. So we're at the bridge. We've driven up here. It's 1 p.m, and we're like, and they have beautiful visitor center with a lighthouse. We go in, and it's beautiful. We go in. They have a movie, and in the movie, we get caught up in the movie. We're enraptured in the movie, and they're like, for all of eternity, Canada's jewel, the Prince Edward Island, stood alone. And then the wealthiest man in Prince Edward Island gave an endowment so that the locals would no longer have to take the boat back and forth every day. It would make it accessible to all Canadian citizens. And at a cost of $3 billion, it was an outrageous amount of money, right? It was like what this bridge cost.
He just did the Dr. Evil thing.
It was going to cost
$3 billion.
So it cost 3 years to do this, and they were going to build this bridge. And I don't know, it's 6 miles, 8 miles. It's not that far, but it's a bridge. People die. We watch the video. We walked out, and we're like, I ain't paying $44. So we never went into Prince Edward Island. So my buddy Doug McLean, who's from Prince Edward Island, pissed at me 10 years later. I still have never been to Prince Edward Island.
That was a lot of money 10 years ago.
Still is.
It still is.
$40 toll. I get upset paying $16 to go over the GW Bridge.
I said, so McLean says to me, McLean says, and he's so professorial, you know, he's the smartest guy in the room. He said, so let me get this straight. If it was a $20 ferry over and a $20 ferry back, you would have done it, right? I'm like, yeah, I would have gotten a boat ride. He said we took all of our lives and our people to build this bridge to make it accessible, and then you get to the bridge and you're too cheap to cross over it? And I'm like, pretty much, you know? I mean, that's what happened.
No.
But I love Prince Edward Island oysters. So,
they do have good oysters.
These are Virginia or Maryland?
These are Maryland. So okay. These are from our farm in southern Maryland in a town called Ridge. It's all the way down there by Point Lookout.
Can I take this off?
Yeah, please.
No, I'm not going to do
it
now. It's
creeping me out, man. They're so. Every time I see one, I have heart palpitations. That was the most nerve-wracking month of my life.
Because the NFL was trying to put you out of business?
Oh, no. Just every time the Ravens won, we had to double down and buy more. That's why I have 100,000 of them in my basement.
You actually have 100,000
Yeah, I do. I do. We were talking to ESPN. If the Ravens had beat the Patriots in that final playoff game, we would have been in the Super Bowl, and we would have sold 100,000 mustaches all across the country. But
so I'm going to pull back the onion here because you're a business owner, Adam. You're a business owner, Nick.
Yeah.
That when the Ravens lost that game, the Billy Cundiff game, I had 400 hotel rooms in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I had 14 buses.
Yeah,
I
ready to go.
I had the SR-71 ready to play. Oh, it was Charm City Devils. John's man was going to come out to what's the name of that that area in Indianapolis that where all the bars are?
I know the one. It's right by the roundabout.
What's the name of it? I can't remember. Either way, but that we had it all set up. So it was a devastating.
It was crushing.
It was a devastating business issue for me to have lost that game. I didn't lose money, but I lost opportunity. Right.
Right.
I mean, that was essentially gambling, you know?
No doubt.
You have no control over what happens, and you either go all in or you don't.
Well,
you know?
A year later, we won and went to New Orleans, and I had oysters and Ed Reed, and I wrote a book, and it was great. But in that particular year was a really bad time after the 09 and 10 crash, right? Business was weird. Mm-hmm. I was way too fat with employees and all of that and money out the door. My wife and I said if we go to the Super Bowl, we were going to go to Europe and see Springsteen. We didn't have the money to do it. And Europe's expensive, summertime, like all that. So instead of doing that, we flew up to Portland, Maine for $79, and we drove to Canada to see Springsteen.
You could have almost crossed a bridge in Prince Edward's Island
or fly to Portland.
It would tell you of my economic standing at that particular point in my life, the day that Scunny died, by the way, that I didn't have $44 to go across the bridge, right? And the only reason I was in Canada is because it was 80 cents on the dollar, and Billy Cundiff missed the kick, and Lee Evans dropped the ball.
Okay.
So it does harken back to these crazy mustaches.
You have, that puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
I didn't have $150 for a cooler and a folding table when I started doing the pop-up. My mom literally took me to Sam's Club because I was flat
broke. I remember
broke.
You would come by the old Union in those early days of the local oyster and set up this little stand. I'm like, who is this person?
I came to you and John and, I said, what do I need to do to shuck oysters here at your brewery? And they were like, you're cool, just...
a table.
Don't get anybody. Don't get anyone sick. You'll be okay.
How did the Ed Reed thing happen? Give me you have an Ed Reed beer, and I'd like to hold it up and do all that.
Came through Nick.
But you, I saw your hat when Ed went in the Hall of Fame, and I'm like, I wonder who that dude is. A dude's the fantastic mustache.
Word up, and so much more.
So how did that happen?
Ed is from New Orleans. His favorite food is roasted oysters. He loves them. That's his best thing. So we'd only been in business for a couple years. And when he was inducted into the Ring of Honor, he had a big gala at the Baltimore Zoo. And we were hired to shuck and grill oysters because we were the only ones in Baltimore doing that.
You grill them with butter and garlic?
Yeah, we just straight up New Orleans style. Butter.
So good.
Little Parmesan cheese, maybe some Asiago, maybe a little thyme, a little sprinkle of Old Bay. We grilled oysters, and our friend Courtney, who now is one of the lead, what is she? She kind of helps run the Ed Reed Foundation.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, like that.
She took us
back to Ed's room, and we got
his
some
beard's better than yours, by the way.
It's big. It's a big beard. So we got to go back and meet Ed personally, and that was it. Didn't think about it, for years. It was a great experience. So probably about 5 years ago, my business partner and I, we had an idea to do a New Orleans style restaurant in Baltimore.
Sure.
Two white guys from Baltimore. Who's going to take us seriously, when we're talking about...
You don't look Cajun.
No, I'm not Cajun. Who do we know who do we know from New Orleans who could, like, you know, lend us some credibility and, you know, maybe give us a couple recipes? So Patrick said, we should call Ed. And, I thought that was kind of a silly idea, but we called and didn't hear anything. And I think we probably spent 4 or 5 months just, you know, we call or send an email, and we just didn't know who we were looking for. We didn't know how to get in touch.
Right on.
And then I ran into Courtney, who hired us to do that party at the zoo several years prior. And she said, oh, you want to talk to Ed? You got to call Glenn. She gave me Glenn's number.
I know Glenn's number. I know Glenn.
So we,
everybody knows Glenn.
Yeah. So we called Glenn. And then a couple days, you know, pitched the idea. Got on the phone a couple days later with Ed. He loved it. He said, you know, guys, we're going to call this place Lanyap. Patrick and I had no idea what he just said. We didn't know what the word
Lanyap's
meant.
Lanyap's a 13th donut.
It's a token, a gift, baker's dozen.
That's the 13th donut.
Exactly.
There it is.
Yeah. So Lanyap was born.
See, I've been around a little bit. Right. I've been drunk in the streets of New Orleans, believe me.
Lanyap was born, and that's when we formed a partnership with Ed and the Ed Reed Foundation. 5 years later, Lanyap has still not opened. Long story, lots of, construction issues.
I want the first bowl of gumbo.
Yeah, please. It's all you.
I'm all for it.
Cool. And then, you know, COVID happened, so that was a 2-year setback. And like I said, we just opened our third location yesterday. So we thought it'd be pretty, it was hard enough. Ooh, nice save.
Yeah, I got it.
It was hard enough to open one restaurant during a pandemic, you know, let alone two. So we're going to get back to work on Lanyap here soon. And it's going to be great. And we've got Ed's mom's gumbo recipe, khaki. We love her.
I need gumbo.
Yeah, it's legit.
All right, I'm all for it, man. Local oyster, Nick Shulman's here, formerly of the Purple Fu Man shoes that I've been wearing foolishly, that Adam Benish is still wearing foolishly.
Take it off.
I'm drinking a Black Wing. We're at Union Brewing. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. You guys are going to get some. These are the first ones I've got. These are the Raven scratch-offs. I'll be giving these away. Next week will be at Cooper's North. They also have a delicious gumbo there, so we'll be there as well. Also, our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and, of course, the Restaurant Association of Maryland. They gave me a koozie. It does not fit. What's the name of this glass? Is this
That's our lager glass.
My mom drank her beer out of a glass like this because it made her feel like she was, you know, in a James Bond movie.
And actually, why does it, it does something to the foam, right?
It does, right.
Stouts taste different in a stout glass.
You pour it in that, and it releases more of the aromatics of the beer for that style. So we like pouring it in that glass, and it just feels right.
Different glasses.
That's a new glass
for different beers.
That's a new glass.
They think this is a sports station, but I'm telling you, I'm learning about things. Oysters and beer.
Watch out, Food Network. Here comes Nasty.
Jimmy Buffett, give me oysters and beer for dinner every day of the year, and I'll be fine.
You don't need much
I'll
more.
I'll be fine. Yeah.
I saw Jimmy Buffett once. That was fun.
I want to be there. Let's see. What's the song? With a tin cup for a chalice. There it is. Ooh. Fill it up with red wine. I'll be chewing on a honeysuckle vine.
Wasted away again in
Margaritaville. Come Monday, we'll be here talking some Ravens post-game with the Dolphins. Luke's around all week. They still let him in Owings Mills. I really appreciate you doing this. This is more than I thought. I will come by for a crab cake.
Oh, wait.
Wait, what?
Quinn.
What do we do?
Quinn.
Like, I got to get Gallagher on before he gets onto his second beer. The show won't be any good.
It'll be better.
No, it'll be spicier. Okay, very good enough.
Oh, I was...
Thanks for the mustaches.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for the mustache.
It's probably permanently attached to Adam's beard.
We're at Union Brewing. We're underneath 83. Tell everybody where your locations are so everybody can find you.
Yeah, so Mount Vernon Marketplace is Local Oyster 1. True Chesapeake Oyster House is Whitehall Mill and Hamden Fine Dining. And our newest location, the Local Oyster in Locust Point, opened yesterday. We're going to blow it out on Sunday after our first home win. We've got $3 beers, roasted oysters, fried oysters, raw oysters.
Union on tap.
Union on tap. Duckpin is our biggest seller. Always has been.
Love it. We also have, we celebrate oysters here every day, but once a year we go all out for Oyfest. This is our 9th year of Oyfest.
Wait,
November 5th?
November 5th.
Wow, November 5th.
It's right around the corner. corner, man.
It's right around the corner. We do a huge celebration of oysters outside in the beer garden. How many oysters are going to come here that day?
I think we usually do between 50 and 20,000 oysters.
Are you grilling?
Yeah.
All right.
We grilled oyster, oyster stew, shucked oysters.
It is also the home of Baltimore's only oyster eating contest.
Could you help me? I'm being serious about this. I'm talking to honor our friends at Restaurant Association, it's Restaurant Week, okay?
Right.
So they have sponsored this the last 2 years, in addition to the lottery and Goodwill and Wind Donation, all great. But I've done crab cakes on the weekends, like Fridays, I'm doing crab cakes all year.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 2 years. I did 30 crab cakes last year. In August. This year I did 31 for my 31st year in radio, right? So I did 31 breweries.
You're 31 not that old.
53. I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah,
so it's my 31st year. Next year, I don't really want to do 32 crab cakes. I was thinking oysters.
I'm your guy.
In 32 different places around the state.
Okay.
Over 32 days.
We could definitely, if you don't, yes, we can help make that happen. You could.
Man's got a dream,
this
right?
This is the man right here.
Yeah, that's how the local oyster was born.
Remember when you dreamed of all this, and now look at it.
I think I dreamt of just being here with local oyster Nick the whole time. It's a true dream.
It's a true.
This is my clam brother right here. I love
this
guy.
You had no idea that he was already on my radio 10 years ago. In this whole
no,
thing. You were on the radio.
No, I wasn't.
In my studio.
I wasn't. I didn't.
Dude, you were
I wasn't
in my
on
radio
air.
Station.
I was in the station.
But you never came in the studio with me that day?
I came into the studio, but you showed me the studio.
Were
and
you
I
afraid
think,
of the mic or something?
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
Neither did I. Look at how it turned out.
Neither do I.
So, yeah. But that's, right. You know, like you said earlier, we've come full circle.
Full circle. It's beautiful.
I got three more oysters up.
I got a couple more dozen in here. If you want me to shuck them for you.
Oyster eating competition at OyFest. I think you should enter.
November 5th.
Yeah. 2 dozen oysters, and you get a chug of skipjack. First person done wins a trophy.
A big trophy and bragging rights. Who's our undefeated champion?
We've had a 4- or 5-time champion, Peter Jackson.
Yeah. What his time is like a minute, two oysters and chugs of beer in 48 seconds.
No, he's pretty quick.
No,
I feel like there's someone in Baltimore that can beat him.
I'm here to savor it.
I don't know. We also have a juniors division. It's 6 oysters and chug a juice box. For real. So the kids get to join in the fun, and they slam down 6 oysters and chug a high C.
Come on, Joey. It'll put hair on your chest. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. Back for more from Union Brewing. Thanks for being Adam. Go work.
You
got beer to make.
Thank you.
You got oysters to show.
I gotta go do dishes.
I've lost control of the show.
Let's go.
Matt Gallagher's going to bring it all together. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, Wind Donation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Back for more from Union Brewing right after this.
Bye.